This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 357 for Thursday, April 18th. I'm Adam Belashotti. The ICE Futures canola market is higher on Thursday morning despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil are in the red, but European rapeseed is mostly higher. Crude oil is steady due to tensions in the Middle East and growing United States stockpiles. The Canadian dollar is up more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The May canola contract is up $3.10 per ton at $614.70, while the July contract is up $4 per ton at $627.80. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are lower, while wheat is higher. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported today that 501,200 tons of old crop U.S. corn were sold for export during the week ended April 11th, up 54% from the previous week. In addition, 65,000 tons of new crop corn were sold to unknown destinations. The U.S. Energy Information Administration said on Wednesday that average ethanol production during the week ended April 12th was 983,000 barrels per day, down 73,000 from the week before and a 12-week low. Ethanol stocks were down 128,000 barrels at 26.08 million. The USDA's attaché in Buenos Aires cut its projection for Argentine corn production by 6 million tons at 51 million due to reduced harvested acreage and corn stunt disease. The International Grains Council cut its global corn production outlook for 2024-25 by 7 million tons at 1.223 billion. The May corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.29. Nearly 486,000 tons of old crop U.S. soybeans were sold for export, up 59% from the week before, along with 263,200 tons of new crop soybeans. Nearly 130,000 tons of old crop soy meal were sold, down 31% from last week, as well as 1,000 tons of new crop going to Canada. Only 100 tons of old crop soy oil were sold. Paraguay is set to have a record-high soybean harvest of 10.4 million tons, but low water levels on the Paraguay-Parana waterway may hinder exports. The IGC left its 2024-25 global soybean production forecast unchanged at 413 million tons. The May soybean contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.45. The USDA reported 93,600 tons of net sales reductions for old crop wheat, near the worst of trade expectations. However, 222,000 tons of new crop wheat were also sold. South Korea bought 50,000 tons of U.S. milling wheat for July-August shipment, while Japan bought 34,000-plus tons of white and hard red wheat from the U.S. The IGC trimmed its 2024-25 wheat production outlook by 1 million tons at 798 million. The May Chicago wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.43. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.82. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.46. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, April 18th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelashotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.